Workplace news in brief Tata announcement. As we go to press, steel workers, particularly in the UK's biggest plant Port Talbot, are waiting to see the outcome of meetings of owner Tata on the future of steel making in this country. Thousands of jobs have been lost in the steel industry over the last 12 months, including 750 at Port Talbot, nearly a fifth of the plant's workforce. Socialist Party Wales members have been campaigning in the town against threats to the works and further job cuts, arguing that the Labour-led Welsh Assembly government should be nationalising Port Talbot. In addition, Jeremy Corbyn and John McDonnell should be calling on all Tata's UK operations to be taken into public ownership to save jobs and defend communities. Save Bus Sheffield. Thousands of people are expected to join a PCS march through Sheffield on the 9th of April to protest against the loss of hundreds of jobs in the city. At the end of January, the Department for Business Innovation and Skills BIS announced plans to close its Sheffield site by January 2018, losing 250 jobs. Taken together with other closures, including HMRC Revenue and Customs Sheffield, the overall loss of jobs to the city is 500. Dalston Rio strike. BECTU members at Dalston's Rio Cinema are preparing to vote in a ballot for industrial action, after talks at ACUS failed to resolve their long-running pay dispute. Management and BECTU representatives met at ACUS on the 7th of March, but the talks ended without any movement on management's part. 83% of members voted in a consultative ballot, 94% of them wanted the chance to decide whether to strike. Losing £3,500. Electricians and plumbers working at two NHS trusts in the northwest are working to rule and banging overtime in long-running disputes which have resulted in them losing about £3,500 a year,